A white horse gallops in slow motion, wings spread from its back. It leaps over monumental letters and morphs into a line drawing. TriStar Pictures. Blue neon letters. Carol Co. Mario Casa and Andrew Vajna present a Carol Co. Lone Wolf Oak production. A Russian city in winter, a church-like building, a Walter Hill film. A dark-haired man in a vest and long johns is stoking a furnace, piling coals in with a shovel. A blonde man with a towel round his neck looks at the stoker, then walks into the next room. He moves through an exercise room. He looks at the occupants. Men lift huge barbells with apparent ease. Women, naked, stand in a pool. A man with a towel round his waist walks out of a steam-filled doorway. A woman swims. A hugely muscled man lifts a weighted frame, his biceps bulging. Women lounge in the water, talking and smiling. One pours water on another. A tall, muscular man walks across the gym and steps into the steam-filled sauna. He's Danko. The blonde man watches him. Danko comes into the sauna through a cloud of steam. A key hangs from a towel at his waist. Naked women and men in towels sit on benches in the sauna. They look up at Danko. Danko turns his head slowly towards a man in glasses. The man goes up to two other men, one with a moustache and one long-haired, with talismans round his neck. Danko walks towards the men. The long-haired man takes Danko's wrist and examines his palm. A man brings a coal from the fire using tongs. The long-haired man says, "This is not a foundry worker's hand. If you work with steel, you should be used to heat." The coal drops onto Danko's palm. The man closes Danko's fingers around it. Danko doesn't flinch. He raises his fist, still closed over the coal, and punches the man through a closed window. The long-haired man is thrown out into the snow. Danko beats off attackers and leaps after him. The long-haired man and Danko fight, still dressed only in towels. A third man attacks. Danko returns the blows. Danko grabs the attacker by the ear. He says, "I want Roster, Victor Roster." The man replies, "He left." Danko, "Where?" Man, "Juzba Cafe." Danko hits him, and the man falls. Arnold Schwarzenegger, James Belushi. A car drives down a Moscow street. St. Basil's Cathedral behind it, a statue of Lenin ahead. People walk towards Red Square. A one-legged man uses sticks. Red Heat, Peter Boyle. A handgun lies on a pile of Russian newspapers. Edo Ross, Larry Fishburne. A large hand switches off the watch alarm. Gina Gershon. A newspaper is picked up. Richard Bright, Brent Jennings. A parakeet in a cage. The hand gently slips the fresh newspaper inside. Savile Kramarov, Gene Scherer, Pruitt Taylor Vince. Uniformed Officers March. Casting by Jackie Birch. Music composed by James Horner. The Statue of the Worker and the Colcott's Woman. Edited by Freeman Davis, Carmel Davis, Don Aaron. Production designer John Vallone. A Man in a Greatcoat Crosses Red Square. Director of Photography, Matthew E. Leonetti, ASC. St. Basil's Cathedral. Associate producer, May Woods. Marching soldiers swing their white-gloved hands in strict rhythm. Executive producers Mario Kasser and Andrew Vajna. Story by Walter Hill. Screenplay by Harry Kaner, Walter Hill and Troy Kennedy Martin. The River. Produced by Walter Hill and Gordon Carroll. The soldiers continue marching. Their leader carries a curved sword. Tetralnia Square. The statue of Karl Marx gazes down. Directed by Walter Hill. Officers run down steps towards a street where Danko and his partner sit in a car. His partner says, "It's getting harder. 10 years ago, no drugs. Another 10 years, it'll be like Miami." Danko answers, "It'll never happen." His partner, "You're wrong. You know your new nickname. The officers called you Iron Jaw, but after the fight in the snow, they call you Round-Headed. Actually, I'm circumcised myself." Danko shakes his head. They get out of the car. Danko asks, "How's your cold?" His partner, "Awful. Did your mother teach you any home remedies?" Danko, "Try holding a hot rock in your hand." His partner, "All right, listen, you go first and I'll stay behind to make sure our men are positioned properly." Danko, "Let's get them." They separate. Danko enters a club. People are drinking, smoking, eating. Danko comes in, wearing a police uniform with a fur hat. He looks expressionlessly at the drinkers. He moves slowly under archways, decorated columns and elaborate light fittings. Behind an anxious-looking waiter, the kitchen is busy. The customers stare at Danko. He walks on, looking around him. The waiter speaks. "Everything's okay. No problem, officer." Danko reaches a table of drinkers. They include Viktor Rostavely, or Roster, blue-eyed, dark-haired with stubble, two punk girls, a man with dyed blonde hair, and Vagran, Roster's brother. Slowly, Danko advances on the table. The occupants sit unmoving. Danko shows his badge. "Let's go, all of you." Roster answers, his arm round a girl. "Why do you always pick on us Georgians?" He stands up with a threatening stare. "We are just simple people. Maybe that is why we are such easy prey." Vagran leaps up. "What's this country coming to? This is like old days. We are not guilty of anything." The blonde man demands, "Where's your evidence?" Danko doesn't answer. Roster puts on an expensive-looking white coat. Danko walks slowly up to the blonde man. He punches him in the jaw, then throws him to the floor. Danko lifts the blonde man by the foot. Roster and the other Georgians watch. Danko gives the man's leg a violent wrench. It comes off in his hand. It's false. He removes a plug. White powder falls out onto the floor.
Cocainum.
He tosses the leg over to Roster. Suddenly, Roster moves. A man shoots at Danko. He fires back. The blonde man grips Danko's foot. Danko smashes him in the face with the butt of his gun. Roster fires once and runs, scattering boxes and furniture. An officer comes downstairs. Vagran shoots him. Outside, an officer shoots at Vagran as he emerges. Vagran falls. Roster flees, his white coat flapping, dodging police fire. Vagran limps away. Roster clambers up some low roofs. Officers fire at him. He shoots back. An officer falls to the ground. Up on the tiles, Roster shelters behind a chimney pot and fires at the police. Danko runs upstairs. Roster flees.
Vanya!
Danko's partner, Olga Cop, runs out. I got his brother in the leg. Danko follows him out of the courtyard. Orgakov scans the roofline, his gun raised. Roster runs along the roofs. Vagran hobbles down the outside stairs. An officer gets out of a car in front of him. Vagran turns, but Danko stands at the top, gun leveled.
Lusuka!
Vagran fires, too late. Danko's shots knock him down the steps. Orgakov dodges along a wall, still following Roster. Roster leaps down from the roofs and runs across the courtyard. Olgakov steps out. Freeze! You are under arrest. Drop your gun now.
There is stolen!
Roster drops his gun. Olgakov says, handcuffs will be a good idea. Roster pulls out another gun and fires. Olgakov falls. Roster runs off, past a sculpture of the hammer and sickle, down a snow-lined street. Orgakov's funeral. Mourners cluster around the coffin in a graveyard where the snow has not quite melted. The trees are bare. Danko watches from a distance. His breath fogs in the cold air. Danko's face is somber. Officers salute the dead man. Two women carry flowers. An old man with a beard puts his arm around a child. An officer holds a wreath. A senior officer walks briskly through an archway and stands beside Danko. Together, they watch Orgakov's funeral. The senior officer studies Danko and speaks first. Our informants say Roster fled the country with two other criminals, Josip Barada and Piotr Tatamovich.
Josip Barada and Piotr Tatamovich.
We'll find him. He'll pay for his crimes against the people. They look back at the desolate scene. Chicago. A sign says, Family Pants, Levi's. A blonde, blue-eyed man stares out of a Mercury car. Behind him sits a man with a moustache. Barada and Tatamovich. Roster crosses the road to a pair of phone boxes and enters one. He dials a number. In the next booth, the phone rings. A bald black man, a clean head, enters the next booth and picks up the phone.
Abdul Elijah says we're in business. You get the capital in a safe place as previously discussed. Dig? Meet me back here at 3 o'clock. You bring me a key. We go check the color of your green. Your shipment's on its way. I believe you have something. A small item for me. I'm supposed to give you a courier, right? Bless Abdul Elijah and the Brotherhood. Nice doing business with you, comrade.
Roster tears a $100 bill and sticks half in the door. The cleanhead puts on a beret and leaves, casually taking the torn note from the door. He gets into a waiting car and is driven off. Roster watches him go. Rosta crosses the street, opens the door of the Mercury, and gets in with Barada.
Demo's dealing.
We're in business. He smiles as they drive off. Chicago detectives Ridzik, Stubbs, and Gallagher sit in a car. Ridzik watches street girls longingly.
Attention. Fun bag patrol. Double bogeys, 11 o'clock. Christ. You think she bought those? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think those are homegrown. Yeah, those are definitely homegrown.
Art.
Just an opinion. Guy's gotta be dead not to notice those.
What's the matter with you, Art?
Oh, man, I got needs.
Christ's sake, what a job. Come on.
We ought to arrest her.
The three detectives go upstairs in an apartment building.
What'd you squeeze him with?
Caught him packing on parole. Gave him a choice. Whisper in my ear. I turn him into Miss Joliet for the next 3 to 5.
They tipped you to a big clean head deal?
Oh, man, don't tell me we're popping clean heads here. I hate the goddamn clean heads.
Are you this close to losing your job?
Can you just give us a second, Charlie?
Yeah, right.
You're not helping yourself here, Art. This is a good tip. I got it from my guy, Streak.
All right. Come on, let's go.
Stubbs pauses at an apartment door, his gun raised. He beckons. They mouth. Gallagher will go in first, then Ridzik. Inside the apartment, a clean head measures out powder. An arsenal of guns lies on a table, with measures and scales for drugs. They cuff the clean head.
Follow me. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say.
Ridzik kicks a grey door. Another clean head fires. They all duck. Ridzik aims, but the clean head's gone.
Outside still!
Ridzik, Stubbs, and Gallagher run out. The fleeing clean head fires at Stubbs. The clean head exits onto a wooden fire escape. Stubbs and Gallagher follow. Inside, Ridzik runs downstairs. The clean head aims up at Stubbs and Gallagher. Ridzik from below. Stubbs and Gallagher run down.
I'm nervous.
Give me
I do this for a living.
Come on.
Yeah. You look like Marvin Hagler to me. I lost money on Hagler!
Gallagher pats Ridzik to calm him down. Rosta stands in a phone booth. In the next booth, a woman makes a call. Rosta holds a locker key with a red tip. He checks the time. A man comes to the door.
Hey! How long are you gonna be in there, man? You're not even using the goddamn phone!
Jerk!
Rosta strides away across the street, scowling. He gets in the Mercury and drives off. Moscow. A teletype machine prints in Russian. A young officer comes in and watches the message emerge. He tears the paper and reads. It refers to the arrest of Victor Rosta. The teletype continues. The officer takes the message up a grand formal stairway with marble columns and balustrades. In an upper office, a senior policeman takes a call. Yes, top priority. I'm expecting confirmation. We'll take extreme precautions. The officer gives in the message. He says, take this to Colonel Kulikov immediately, then send for Captain Danko. He is to report as soon as possible. The young officer looks excited. Good news, comrade.
America, da. Chicago, gangster.
The young officer smiles and clicks his heels. In the huge courtyard, Kulikov briefs Danko. You're being given a great responsibility, Captain. Victor has been arrested for a minor offense. His two accomplices are still at large. Victor was organizing a huge cocaine shipment from America. Our informants say $5 million worth. Bring Victor home. Bring him home, but don't tell the Americans. I repeat, tell the Americans nothing. Do not discuss our problems. Bring Victor to us. We will avenge Yuri and protect ourselves from the poison of the West. Danker replies, trust me. A plane lands at an airport. Ridzik waits in the terminal. He has dark hair and blue eyes and wears a light grey suit. He eats a snack and eyes up passing women.
How you doing, honey?
Blow yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good thinking.
Gallagher joins Ridzik.
Be out any second. He's going through customs right now.
You read the report, stops running a cleanhead bust?
Yeah. He said your performance was adequate.
Adequate. Jesus Christ, what a jerk.
It's a personality thing, huh?
Yeah.
Stops just doesn't like yours.
Danko arrives in full uniform. They spot him easily.
10-1, he doesn't speak English.
Gallagher goes to meet Danko.
Captain Danko?
Yes.
I'm Detective Sergeant Gallagher, Chicago Police Department. Glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Well, this is my partner, Detective Sergeant Ridzik. First time in Chicago?
Yes.
You have a nice flight?
Yes, fine.
You hungry?
No.
Thirsty?
No.
I hate to break up this romance, but I'm parked in a red zone. No offense.
We got a car waiting outside for you. They have about a half hour drive to the city. It's a nice drive. Go enjoy it. Nice night. And real hot lately. Nothing hotter than Chicago in August. It's the humidity that gets to you.
Humidity, you know. Moisture in the air.
Danko eyes Ridzik.
How's it been in Moscow?
Hot. No moisture.
Where'd you learn to speak English so well?
Army. Compulsory training. Language school in Kiev.
Oh, yeah. It's like, as in chicken Kiev. Yeah, we had that at my sister's wedding. This Victor Rasta, he must have pissed off quite a few commissars for them to send someone all this way just to babysit him home. What did he do? Take a leak on the Kremlin wall or something?
Danko eyes Ridzik again.
I gotta apologize for my partner, Captain. You see, he's just naturally suspicious of...
Did you arrest Victor?
Me? No. It was a couple of our patrolmen.
Where?
Right near his hotel, actually, the Garvin.
Yeah, it's a breeding ground for pushers, pimps, prostitutes. You don't want to even
take me there.
Well, we got you booked at the executive house.
Please, Garvin.
They drive to the Garvin, a seedy hotel underneath the elevated railway lines.
You sure you want to stay here? I mean, it's a pitch. You have a choice.
I stay here.
Danko gets out.
If you're on a budget, I can talk to my department.
Thank you. I will be fine.
Okay. You're the boss. I'll pick you up around 9 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Danko goes inside.
Nice talking to you, Captain.
Gallagher purses his lips and gets back in.
You think, Art?
I think he's a jerk.
At the Garvin, Danko walks through reception. He looks the clerk in the eye.
Danko.
You're welcome.
Danko doesn't smile. The clerk licks his lips uneasily. Danko stares. The clerk looks down.
Put your name in the big book right there.
Danko signs.
Man here called Rasta. Victor Rasta.
A Russian?
Soviet. I'm on same room.
Are you Russian too?
A cockroach dashes across the page. Both reach to squash it. Danko wins.
Nice going.
Impressed, the clerk hands Danko a key.
302. Right up the stairs.
Danko enters the room and switches on the light. He shuts the door. Danko looks round the room. With its brown dado walls and shabby furniture, it's the picture of cheerlessness. Danko puts down his suitcase and crosses the room towards the television. He puts a coin into a pay-per-view box. On screen, a woman reaches orgasm. Danko watches poker-faced. Danko walks to the window and looks out between the slats of the blind. Lights from the elevated railway flash over his face. In the police station, Gallagher leads Danko upstairs to a busy office.
This is our booking area. Looks like a major crime wave just hit, right? When I first walked in here when they assigned me to this district, I thought all hell had broken loose. Nope. It was just a typical Monday morning.
Is that a Russian cop uniform? Looks like a glorified postman or something out of World War II.
Be respectful to our guest, Audrey.
Yes, sir.
Not king.
Ridzik plays chess.
Checkmate in two moves. Use bishop to queen four.
Thanks for your advice, comrade, but I think I gotta go.
This way, Captain.
Like a nerd.
Captain Danko, Moscow Militia. This is Commander Donnelly, Chief of this district.
Thanks, Tom. The Captain will be with you in a minute.
Donnelly and Danko shake hands. Captain Donnelly picks up a sheet of paper.
This is an extradition order. All it requires is your signature. He ran a red light, didn't have a valid driver's license. The arresting officer found a handgun in his glove box, brought him in. We shook him down. Then he refused to speak English. When we found the Cyrillic writing tattooed across his shoulders, we figured out he was one of yours.
Danko reads Roster's sheet.
Did not ask for political asylum?
I think he's resigned to going home.
Danko nods.
Audrey, go get Sergeant Ridzik, will you?
Right.
Audrey stalks off. Danko studies a fish tank in the office. Donnelly bends to catch his eye.
Stress management. You watch the fishes. You water the plants. Special breathing exercises, monitor your blood pressure, listen to pleasant sounds. Relax. Personally, I think it may all be a pile of shit. But when you're facing a bypass, you stop asking questions.
Audrey leans over Ridzik's desk.
Look, just out of curiosity, and since I figure cops are cops the world over, how do you Soviets deal with all the tension and stress?
Vodka.
Donnelly ponders. Ridzik comes in.
All right, I want you to ride with Gallagher and the captain here to the city jail. Make sure he signs this form before he and Gallagher go to the airport. Then bring the top copy back here.
Well, you're probably going to want
to... Just bring the top form back to me. That'll make it official. So long, Captain. Nice doing business with you. Gallagher!
Go!
Taxi service!
Right!
At the prison, a jailer leads Danko to Roster's cell. Danko says, stand up. Roster stands. Danko undoes his handcuffs. Danko, I'm taking you home. Roster, eat shit. Danko slams him to the wall.
You can tell they're old buddies. Their body language is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Danko yanks Roster out the door.
Yes, sir.
They go out. A watch, a locker key, a box of popcorn, and some cash are returned to Roster. Danko peers at the popcorn box. He sniffs it, then puts it down. Danko, what is this key to? Roster, kiss my ass.
Do you know what this key opened?
Looks like a key to a locker to me. Why don't you ask your bud?
Danko swivels Roster round. Roster looks mutinously at Danko. Ridzik walks up to him.
Where is the locker that this key opens.
Ibiswayu mamu zanitsu.
What do you say?
He say, go and kiss your mother's behind.
Ridzik has to be held back.
Come here! Come here!
Take it easy.
All right, all right, I'm fine.
For God's sake, sir,
I'm fine.
That flight. Just
shit,
take
I'm
it
fine.
Easy.
All right, all right.
Take it easy.
I'm fine. It happens all the time. Every day someone tells me to go fuck my mother's ass. You see my mother's ass? No, I haven't seen your mother's ass. You want to come in too.
They go out. Ridzik adjusts his belt.
You shouldn't have said that about my mother.
We care what he says about anything. It's not your case, Art. It's not my case. It's not even an American case.
All right, 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 right.
We're just an escort service here. Jesus, pull back on your emotions.
Yeah, well, you heard what he said. How can I let that pass?
Gonna find a middle ground, Art.
This way, clown.
They leave the building. Outside in the street, a security van labeled Davis Bancorp pulls up in a parking spot by the curb.
Look, Captain, you have a good flight back, all right? And if you get a chance to flush this giant turd down the toilet, do it over the pole. Oh, by the way, you're right about that chest move. I was dead in two.
It was obvious.
Gallagher and Danko lead Roster out. Two men jump from the back of the security van carrying sacks. They wear uniforms and hats.
So forgive Ritzik, Captain. He's been having a hard time lately. Put himself in a jam.
I try to forget Ritzik.
Three men dressed as security guards approach the building, two with sacks, another looking out for them. They come in the door.
Hey, Bernie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, give me a sun times and a racing action tip sheet.
Yes, sir. You got a winner?
The men walk in, drop their sacks, and kosh Gallagher and Danko. Danko falls. Gallagher pulls out his gun and is shot down. Ridzik sees what's happening and draws his own weapon. Roster rifles Gallagher's pockets for the key. He kicks Danko.
Come on, man! Let's go!
Move it!
Let's move it, dammit!
Ridzik shoots one fake guard and dodges behind a door. Ridzik looks out. A fake guard lies still. The doors revolve emptily. Barada yells from a car. Two fake guards and Roster get in. Ridzik rushes out. He sees them driving away. He vaults over parked cars. He runs. Sighting the van, he takes aim. But they get away. On the floor near Danko lies the locker key. He crawls towards it. The key lies tantalizingly out of reach. His hand stretches out. He grasps the key and loses consciousness.
Well, how's he doing, Doctor?
It's still a little early. There's no fracture, but Captain Danko does have a concussion.
Well, we're going to need him to make a full statement.
Well, I don't think you should plan on getting much out of him today.
Thank you very much.
The doctor contemplates the x-rays of Danko's skull. Danko lies on a gurney, an oxygen mask over his face, and a plastic cap on his head. He's wheeled past Stobbs. Stobbs and Ridzik look at Danko through a blind.
Gallagher didn't even get a shot off. I think it was the cleanheads who did it.
Yeah, well, that's possible. They all walked yesterday morning, illegal warrant.
Even the guy with the shotgun?
You bet. Walked right out the door with a great big handshake from the judge.
Oh, shit.
Get a load of this. This guy you nailed in here?
Yeah.
According to his ID, he's another Russian. Can you believe that?
A man speaks to Danko. Comrade Captain Danko, this is Comrade Consul Stepanovich. I am Mazursky, your liaison officer. We're here from Washington. Stepanovich, we took the first flight when we heard the news. Mazursky, we need to know what happened. Moscow must get a full report when we return to Washington. Danko, there's nothing to report. Mazursky, your attitude is disappointing. Danko. He got away. Get the details from the Americans. Mussorgsky. They asked too many questions. It could be an embarrassment. Stepanovich. Roster escapes because of your stupidity. Roster will finish his deal and send the American poison home through his Georgian network. We are humiliated before the world. You've failed. Danko. Report whatever you want. Stepanovich. I've already cabled internal affairs. Take the first plane to Moscow when you leave the hospital. Your superiors want to see you the moment you land. Danko ponders. He looks down at his hand, still in a tight fist. He holds the locker key. The doctor speaks to Stobbs.
I'm sorry, but the police department will have to bear with this, Lieutenant. Captain Danko should remain incommunicado.
Well, the Russians got a chance to talk to him. Why was that okay?
They were the closest thing to family, and they didn't intend to interrogate him.
Danko loads a pistol. Ridzik comes in.
How did you get that piece through customs? Diplomatic immunity. Great. That restores my faith in airport security. You're not supposed to have that gun, Danko. I'll tell you what, though. You tell me what the hell's going on with Victor, and I'll let you keep the peace.
Take it.
Oh, come on, give me a break with this shit, huh? Maybe this Russian bully stuff works on a chessboard, but not here. What, do you retire your uniform?
I now work undercover.
Undercover? You look like Gumby. Yeah, you're gonna fit right in.
A suit looks awkward on Danko's huge frame.
For your information, Captain. I bagged one of your Russians. Unfortunately, he's not dead. He's in the intensive care unit. When he comes to, maybe you should talk to him.
How long before this happens?
What is it, 60 minutes? Do I look like a doctor to you?
Other things first.
Hey, Gumby. Hey. Hey, hey, everybody, where the hell do you think you're doing?
All right, lighten up. Lighten up, I got it. Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing out of bed?
He thinks he's gonna find Victor.
Oh, that's cute. Look, you better keep an eye on him.
Why me?
Because I said so. Look, he's a material witness. I'm gonna talk to Donnelly. Maybe he can figure out what to do with him.
How come I get all the shit jobs?
It's you, Ritzik.
Yeah.
You come with me? Yes?
Well, you heard I just got my orders.
Take me to the same hotel.
Bro, I look like a fucking cab to you?
Yes.
Danko moves a piece on Ridzik's electronic chessboard.
Jesse, can I have the file?
All right, all I did was take him back to the hotel. He went in, came out 10 minutes later. You know, I don't know what the hell to do with him, so I brought him back here.
Okay, good. Look, about your involvement in this thing. You know the standard procedure. If you're a witness to a murder, you can no longer be an active participant in the ensuing investigation.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be
Okay, I know. I'm not taking you off the case. You and Gallagher were friends. I'll fit you in somehow. Send in Danko.
Ridzik goes out as Stobbs comes in.
The two Russian suits that showed up out at the hospital, they want Danko, want him in a big way, so I told him that we'd put him on a plane as soon as possible.
Danko enters.
Please be seated, Captain. You've met Lieutenant Stobbs. Stobbs is the point man in this investigation.
We met. I'd like to run this by you, Captain.
Stobbs looks over his glasses at Danko.
Victor Rasta. Full name, Viktor Sedgovich Rostavili, born September 4th, 1944, Georgia, Russia. His father had the distinction of being tried and hanged by the USSR for the crime of brigandage. Brigandage?
Danko blinks.
Burning villages, raping women.
That sort of thing goes on in Russia, huh?
In past, during war. Not now.
Mm-hmm, according to you. According to this... Victor spent 3 years in the army and 6 on a forced labor camp for drug offenses. Is currently wanted in the USSR on the charges of murder, kidnapping, rape, extortion, currency speculation, and drug dealing.
Where did you get this information?
Well, your boys in Washington have decided to be incredibly cooperative since Victor split. In fact, they got a whole new attitude. I hear they're sending over some caviar later.
Captain Donnelly rises from his seat, rather red in the face.
Why didn't you tell us this before?
I had no authorization.
Bullshit!
My government does not like to do laundry in public.
Is there anything else we should know about?
I will not leave this country without Victor. I need cooperation.
Donnelly brightens.
Okay. You want to stick around and find Victor, Captain? That's fine by me.
Danko walks away.
One more thing, Captain. I don't want the press to get near you. And I don't want you rolling through this town like the Red Army.
Have you wigged out?
Danko is the perfect weapon, Charlie. A loose cannon. If he helps us find Victor Rostek, great. If he screws up, breaks rules along the way, he's a Russian.
But what about Ridzik?
Ridzik is a good cop and a total expert at fucking up. Departmentally speaking, I got no downside here.
I have him bringing Gallagher a snitch. The guy who helped us with the bus and the Queen Heads the other day.
Excuse me.
He's a sleazy shit. But if we can get him to talk, I think he can tell us who's brokering the Queen Heads deal.
This man visits Victor in jail?
Only two folks had that honor. Skirt named Kat Manzetti and that Russian I shot. All right, now the girl teaches dance in Wicker Park for the city. We're going to try to catch up with her later on tonight, all right? Bop to this pile of shit pimping here. In this country, we try to protect the rights of individuals. It's called the Miranda Act, and it says that you can't even touch his ass.
I do not want to touch his ass. I want to make him talk.
Ridzik pats him.
I'm going to handle this one, okay?
In an interview room, Streak taps his feet, shod in black and white brogues. Danko and Ridzik come in.
Hey, Streak.
You can't hold me here, dickweed.
Oh, hostility.
You got nothing on me. This is all bullshit.
Yeah, easy.
Where is Victor?
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Will you be civilized? I don't know who the fuck he thinks he is. I'll have both your fucking badges for brutality.
Easy, easy, Streak. Just sit down, relax. And we want to ask you a couple questions about the Queen Hats. Fair price for services rendered? Capitalism works, right, Streak?
Clean has got a monster deal going down. I told Gallagher, end of story.
He lies.
In this country, he has that God-given right.
Streak looks smug. Ridzik reaches for Streak's pocket.
Do I smell heroin? What's this?
Come on, man!
You bring this into the police
Wait
station?
Wait a fucking minute, you planted
that's
that
disrespectful,
shit.
You know that? This is distribution way.
Fucking cop setup! You're fired, asshole. You know who I got on retainer?
Clean heads deal, who, when, and where?
Lawyer I got makes ACLU look like Nazis. He lives for cop misconduct like this. Probably sue you for fucking free.
Yeah?
And I ain't telling you shit.
Danko grabs him.
Oh, geez, oh shit! Okay! Abdullah Lice is running the deal from Joliet. Shit's coming in a couple of days. I don't know where. Oh, swear on my balls. I don't know where.
Danko lets him go.
Soviet method is more economical.
I'm so glad I took the time to explain to you an individual's rights.
Streak nurses his wrist.
Streak. Sorry about that hand. You gotta watch these door jams. They're dangerous.
Outside.
Breaking his goddamn fingers right in front of me. You can't pull a stunt like that. You fucking ignored me.
Miranda?
Yes, Miranda.
In your country's okay to lie and put drug in pocket?
Okay. No, not really. Okay, maybe I was a little out of line there, all right? But I was just trying to get him to talk, that's all. I mean, I wasn't going to prosecute the guy, for Christ's sake.
They both go too far.
Shit, all I know is Gallagher's dead, your Russian's on the loose somewhere, and I got a chauffeur you around all goddamn day. You know, it really sucks.
Who is Abdul Elijah?
He's got one of the biggest criminal organizations going right now.
Where can we find him?
In jail.
Miranda Law is there?
Yes, Miranda's there. Even scumbags have rights in this country, I told you.
The Soviet Union, only after 2 days can scumbag talk to lawyer.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting on you. We go see Abdul? Yes?
Sure. Whatever you say, Gumby. I'm your escort.
They get into the car.
That suit's not going to explode or anything, is it?
I think you're safe.
Just checking. Once I lock one of these fuckers up, the gangs take over. You got the Aryan Brotherhood, the Clean Heads, Muslims. Since most of these convicts are repeaters, gang leaders got connections to the outside. Bing, they're in operation.
In the prison, inmates work out in the gym. The guard points up the atrium to where Abdul Elijah sits.
Clean Heads playground. From now on, you're on your own. Thanks. There he is. Abdul Elijah, sitting on his throne with his cronies. He makes them all shave their heads to prove their obedience.
I guess the rules are different for the bosses. Kind of like your government, huh, Ivan? Come here, you. I want to talk to you. This is Captain Ivan Danko. He's come all the way from Russia to speak to your scoutmaster.
Well, that's nice, but who the fuck are you?
These men have no respect of our authority as police officers.
Oh, shit.
Revolutionary political leaders like myself are incarcerated to keep us quiet.
What is your political crime?
I robbed a bank. Now, let's get to it, Mr. Moscow. What is it you want?
I have Victor's key.
If that's true, then you also have Victor's money. And all you need is half a $100 bill, and you and me are in business.
I give you key, you give me Victor.
That isn't ethical.
Danko smirks.
You keep cocaine.
Oh, bad. You're trying to make me compromise my principles.
We are not like American police. You ship drugs to my country, and one morning you will wake up and find your testicles floating in glass of water next to your bed.
I'm a holy man. I got no need for testicles.
Then I settle for your eyes.
You can't threaten me, white boy.
Abdul takes off his shades. His eyeballs are pure white.
You want to know what my crime is? My crime was being born. I'm 38 years old, and I've been locked up 26 of those. I educated myself in here, and I've come to understand that this country was built on exploiting the black man. Of course, I don't hear anything about brothers in your country. But your country exploits its own people just the same, so I guess that makes me the only Marxist around here. Right, comrade? You see, this ain't just no drug deal. This is politics, baby. This is economics. This is spiritual. I plan to sell drugs to every white man in the world. And his sister.
I still want Victor Roster.
Yeah, real bad. I can tell.
Where can I find him?
I tell you what I am going to do, Captain. I'm going to put you two white boys together, see if you can't work this thing out. I need Victor, and he needs that key. Be cool.
Abdul walks away. Danko stares after him.
Okay, so tell me, how did it go?
Fine.
Fine? All right, you want to cut this shit? You were talking to that jazz bull so long, I thought about having my head shaved.
Could be a good idea.
What's that?
My watch. It's on Moscow time.
Time to pick up Pokey?
Time to feed Barakid.
What's that, Russian for jerking off?
Danko glares at him.
I guess not.
What's wrong with Barakid?
Nothing. I didn't say anything's wrong with Barakid. My kid's sister used to have a parakeet. You want a parakeet? It's okay with me. I don't give a shit.
Do you think that parakeet is feminine?
Did I say that? I didn't say that, did I? What the hell do I know? I guess it's okay. Christ, it's fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Women do aerobics.
It's one, two, three, four, five, six.
Kat Manzetti, the teacher, looks at the glass door where Danko and Ridzik are standing. She comes out and lights a cigarette.
You mind showing me some ID? I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
Ridzik, Arthur, Detective Sergeant, this is Captain Danko, he's from Moscow. Now look, you went to see Victor Rosta in jail. What are you talking about?
The weather, taxes, inflation.
So did you meet him hanging around in a hotel bar? Oh, you probably worked the lobbies, right?
Fuck you.
I don't think I have a headache and good taste.
I don't have to listen to this shit.
Danko stops her.
It's very important. Many people could be hurt.
She looks at him doubtfully.
Oh, shit. It's really no big deal. He told me to go to the Garvin, get his old room, told me exactly where to look. It was just a passport and this $100 bill torn in half. I gave the stuff to a friend of Victor's. I don't even know his name.
Cut the shit, will you? Just tell me where he's at.
I don't know.
You got a phone number?
I lost it.
Look, this Victor's a very bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, really. A cop died because of him.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you know anything about 11th and State? Maybe I'll take you down there and book you for accessory to a murder.
Are you trying to scare me?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why you're trying to help him.
He's my husband.
She moves off. They don't stop her.
I'm gonna bust that bitch so hard she bounces.
Wait. You can use her to find Victor.
Danko walks off.
Well, you got all the ideas. Maybe I'll just go home and whack off. You know, watch a little crime stories, get some tips.
Victor uses fake name, marries American to get travel visa to the United States.
All right. Why do I get the feeling that you're taking it so personal?
Shot his brother 6 months ago in Moscow.
Shot him dead?
Yes.
Way to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Night in the city. Kat watches Rydzik and Danko from an upstairs window behind a blue neon light. She puts on a jersey. Outside in the street, Rydzik and Danko talk.
All right, why don't we stake it out? You go in the car, I'll go get us something to eat. Don't worry, I'll get you something healthy, something from all four food groups. Hamburger, French fries, coffee, and donuts.
Wait.
What, you don't like onions?
Give me key to car.
It's unlocked.
In case she leave.
Oh, no, you can't drive that car. That's against regulations. What if you crash it? That means I gotta fill out reports until I retire.
Key.
Danko stares at him. Rydzik hands him the key.
All right. But honk if you see something.
Danko crosses the street. Rydzik walks in the other direction. Kat watches from the window, then dials from a payphone on the wall. In the car, Danko looks at the locker key. He writes its number on a napkin which he folds. He watches passers-by on the other side of the street. A man approaches.
Hey, asshole! You can't park here! This is my parking place. I live right up there. So move your piece of shit car the hell out now or give me $50.
I do not understand.
Let me make it real simple, moron. You move your ass or you give me 50, or I take my Pete Rose here and fucking mutilate your car.
Do you know Miranda?
Never heard of the bitch.
Danko punches him. The man falls down.
Holy Ghani.
Rydzik arrives, carrying food in a paper bag and coffee in paper cups. He puts them on the dashboard.
Everything okay?
Yes, fine. No problems.
What about that sack of shit laying on the sidewalk?
He lives here.
Rydzik glances at the man, puzzled.
You're a real beaut, you know that? I call it squad room. Guess what? Tomovich, you know that bastard I shot? Well, he's pulling out of his coma at the hospital. Why don't we just go over there and interrogate him, bag this shit?
Here she is.
Kat comes out onto the pavement, looking up and down the road. A yellow cab pulls up. It drives off with Kat in the back. Suddenly, Danko steps on the gas. Rydzik's coffee spills.
Now we go. Wait! Oh, shit! God damn it! Jesus Christ! I just burned off my dick! Ah, God! Jesus! Look at the mess I made, damn it! Now I gotta wash the car, just wreck the goddamn suit, and I hardballed my nuts. It's gonna look like I pissed in my pants all goddamn night. Hey, careful with the driving, will ya? I don't want any accidents. To fill out paperwork for the rest of my life.
I have car under control.
Yeah, sure. I suppose they taught you everything you need to know about car wrecks and the price of insurance in your famous school in Kiev.
Socialist countries, insurance not necessary. State pays for everything.
Yeah. Well, tell me something, Captain. If you got such a fucking paradise over there, how come you're up the same creek as we are with heroin and cocaine?
Chinese find way. Right after the revolution, they line up all drug dealers, all drug addicts, take them to public square, and shoot them in back of head.
Eh, never work here. Fucking politicians wouldn't go for it.
Shoot them first.
Kat looks round. She spots them following her cab.
Christ, they're right behind us.
That's the general idea.
The driver's a clean head. The cab turns into a multi-story car park. Danko and Rydzik follow. The cab speeds through the car park.
Hey,
cab stops and Kat gets out. A black SUV pulls up, lights blazing. Two clean heads get out, then another and another. Six armed men advance.
Look at this, man. We have a pro basketball team heading toward us with guns.
The clean heads walk towards Ridzik and Danko.
Hold this.
What's this?
It's Victor's key.
Ridzik puts the key in his pocket.
Put gun away.
Are you nuts?
Kat walks towards their car. She's alone. Danko and Ridzik get out of the car and stand facing the six clean heads. Kat comes forward, a little shamefaced.
I'm supposed to tell you that this is a truce arranged by somebody named Abdul. You leave your guns with those guys over there.
No way. Chicago cop never relinquishes his weapon. Here.
Ridzik offers his gun. A cleanhead walks towards him, chewing gum.
You got the key?
Well, am I glad we hid that key. Good thing we didn't bring it with us. We'd really be in deep shit.
The cleanhead strides forward. Danko hands him his gun.
Waste your time. Where is Victor?
We got everything under control.
Well, good. I'll be the translator.
You got a job. You the hostage.
I'm out of here. I've had enough of this macho shit.
Great, thank you. I'm glad you could help.
Hey, I'm sorry, but this whole thing is way past me.
Honey, I understand, really.
Kat hurries away.
Go see Victor. He's down that ramp over there. You get out of hand, your friend here gonna be gone.
Hear that?
Hmm?
Danko goes. Night in the multi-story car park. A figure steps out from behind a pillar. Roster. Danko walks towards him. They face each other. Roster says, "Greetings, comrade. We meet in strange places." Kat goes to a car. Barada is inside. She leans in the window.
I don't like being used as bait. I thought Victor wanted to see me.
Victor wants you to get in the car.
She gets in. He drives her out of the car park. Roster and Danko.
If they let me have my gun, you would be already dead. Cigaretta?
Danko just stares at him. Roster lights a cigarette and smiles.
The people have many needs. One is law and order. Other, entertainment. We both have our codes, Vanya. Yours, one of the state. Mine, one of thieves. We both respect courage. We even hold our own lives in contempt.
You have contempt for all life.
You don't, huh?
You killed my friend.
Roster's glance is cold.
You killed my brother.
Your brother was criminal.
A dead man is a dead man. After 70 years, the doors begin to open in Moscow. The first taste of freedom will be cut with cocaine. Any country that can survive Stalin can certainly handle a little dope. I think you should come off your high horse, Capitan, and start to talk business. You have my key. I need it quite badly. I'm willing to pay for it generously, more than you can make in 10 years.
I do not sell drugs.
Roster's expression tightens.
Foolish.
He turns away.
You are so foolish.
He stamps on his cigarette.
I thought you might be more reasonable. Money has a way of doing that to a man, but no. I don't think so. Not with you. You are one of those kinds of Soviets that only look forward to death. I know you well, Vanya. Without me, you don't even exist.
Roster turns and walks away. Danko looks after him, his face set.
I don't give a shit if they did give us the fucking guns back. These are the fuckers that killed Gallagher. You know that? And you call yourself a fucking cop. You know, in this country, we trust our partners. Here, take this goddamn key. Take it!
Now we go to the hospital. To question Tadamovich.
You are a shithead!
Hospital. A minder stands by as Ridzik and Danko enter.
We're here to see Tadamovich.
Yeah, I got him right over here.
No, this is not part of our deal. I've had...
Kat looks out, startled from a phone booth. She hangs up. In Tatamovich's ward, a finger presses a button. A vital signs board confirms all alarms off. Tatamovich opens his eyes. A blonde nurse injects him and checks the electronic vital signs board. All alarms are off. Tatamovich flatlines. Danko reaches the ward.
What is his condition?
Well, he started coming around about an hour or so ago, you know, mumbling something in Russian. They got a nurse in there with him right now.
Any visitors from downtown?
Not so far, but they're on the way.
Yeah, you better wait for Stobbs and Donnelly. Ernie, let's get some coffee.
Sure, okay.
Danko knocks the blonde nurse with his shoulder.
Pardon me.
Pardon me? Check it out. I knew I should have been a doctor.
Hey, this area is restricted.
Ridzik shows his badge.
Hey, buddy. Hey, shithead. You talk to him, you speak his language.
Tadamovich, I'm Nushna Bogavaritz.
Come on, scumbag, don't play dead.
Ridzik pulls Tatamovich's mask off, checks his pulse, then looks up at the vital signs board.
The nurse.
Danko and Ridzik run out. The nurse breaks into a run. Ridzik and Danko chase her.
Hey!
They storm down the corridor and stop at a doorway. Unable to see the girl, they split up. Danko runs through the corridors. Ridzik spots the nurse and chases after her. The nurse pushes people aside on a down escalator. Ridzik slides down the handrail.
Shit! Look out!
Ridzik levels his gun.
God damn it, lady! Police! Stop!
God damn it, I'll shoot!
Don't! Don't
shoot!
What
the fuck are you doing here?
Put it down, are you crazy?
Move! God damn it!
Put it down!
Get the fuck out of the way, god damn it!
The nurse fires a gun. Danko fires. The nurse crashes into a glass wall and lands on the floor. The nurse's wig falls off, revealing the gangster, Barada. Ridzik gets up. Kat races off, Danko right behind her. She opens a stairway door and runs down. Danko runs down after her. Ridzik, flabbergasted, faces the horrified nursing staff. A senior nurse looks at Barada's body. Ridzik checks Barada's neck for a pulse. He shakes his head.
What the hell? It's a guy.
Kat reaches the exit turnstile but can't open it. She tries the door. It's locked. Danko holds his gun on her.
You are stupid.
I never meant for any of this...
Victor has 10 women like you at home. You're dead or in prison.
What am I supposed to do?
He blows the padlock off the door.
Go! Go!
She takes to her heels. Danko watches her run. Ridzik is on a hospital bed, lying on his stomach.
I just don't see how she can disappear into thin air. You checked the back stairs?
Yes.
No sign of her?
Yes.
She just got away?
Yes.
Nice work, Gumby.
Thank you.
I didn't mean that.
I know.
You got a shit house in Russia?
Yes.
Well, we got one here, and you and I are standing right in it. And it's not only going to hit the fan, it's going to go right through the ceiling. Watch it, lady, okay? I don't know why you're insisting on this tetanus shot. I had one 14 years ago. Easy!
She injects him in the bottom.
What's in that, cement?
Donnelly arrives.
All right, what's the score, Ritzik?
Ah, shit, it's been a hell of a night, Commander. First of all, some cleanhead stuck his damn gun in my ear. And Danko here shot a drag queen.
I've always enjoyed your reports, Ritzik. I'm especially going to enjoy the one where you detail your cross-examination of Gallagher's informant.
Streak?
According to his lawyer, you tried to break his hand.
What?
And he's now filing a criminal and civil suit against the department.
Well, it's bullshit. We can beat that rap.
He got his hand stuck in the door. Danko was there, he'll tell you.
Listen, the story is after silencing the alarm button on the EKG monitor, El Transvesto killed Tatamovich by shooting an air bubble into a vein. He obviously didn't want us to question him.
Victor did not want me to question him.
The drag queen belongs to Victor?
Yes. He killed his own man. He knew I would get information from Tatamovich. He thinks it's better to kill him.
Well, did you get to his wife, this Manzetti woman? We've been trying to track her down all night long.
Danko and Ritzik both shrug.
No, we don't have shit.
Donnelly looks from one to the other. He walks right up to Danko.
Tell me, Captain, where did you get the gun you used?
Registered in my name. Moscow Militia Headquarters.
Ritzik!
Yeah.
He did not know about gun.
Under the circumstances, I'm going to have to ask for your weapon.
And I say no.
I see Ritzik is teaching you a sense of humor. Your gun, Captain! Now! Don't fuck with me!
Danko's face is impassive. He looks at Ritzik and Stobbs. He reaches in his jacket, takes out his gun, and hands it to Donnelly. Donnelly takes the gun by the barrel. Danko leaves. Ritzik and Stobbs exchange glances.
Sergeant, I need to see paperwork on this whole incident by 10 o'clock this morning. Every move you and Danko have made.
You'll have it.
Where did you put the witnesses?
Got them right down the hall, sir.
Outside.
I need other gun.
Get away from me, man. Just get away from me. I can't deal with that. Look, we got no leads, pal. We're batting fucking zero. Don't even look at me like that. It's not happening. I mean, I give you a gun, my ass is grass, you understand? Donnelly wants me for dog meat, so forget it. Just get in the car and relax.
They get in, Ritzik in the driving seat.
We have many men like Commander Donnelly in Soviet Union. I understand him. He's like KGB.
Ritzik looks bleakly out of the window.
All right, goddammit.
He opens the glove box and hands Danko a gun.
All right, I owe you one, because you saved my life tonight. There. Captain Danko, you are now the proud owner of the most powerful handgun in the world.
Soviet Baturin 9.2 millimeter is world's most powerful handgun.
Come on, everyone knows the Magnum 44 is the big boy in the black. Why do you think Dirty Harry uses it?
Who is Dirty Harry?
A jukebox plays in a diner.
Well, you got your site report, your preliminary report, you got your accident report, you got a questionnaire from the coroner to fill out. Just has to be typed in triplicate.
How are you two fellas doing?
Great. Just had my ass jammed to the horse needle.
Poor baby.
Look, lady, I just got my coffee the perfect color. It's the only thing I got going for me tonight.
The waitress leaves.
You married? I'm just curious. I mean, we aren't working together.
No.
Ever?
No.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Ever?
Of course.
Great. It's good to hear.
Ritzik fills in forms.
How about your dad? What was he, a cop?
Army. Dead 11 years.
How about your ma?
Nurse. Died when I was young.
Grandparents?
Killed in war against Nazis.
Pretty fucking grim.
Danko eats some chips.
You got any brothers or sisters?
No. You?
Oh yeah, I got one sister, divorced.
Parents are both dead.
Dad was a cop. Real good cop.
I guess you and I won't spend a lot of time Christmas shopping this year, huh? You don't like talking about this stuff, do you?
Danko's expression loosens a little.
I didn't think so. Yo, sweet cheeks. While we're young, huh?
The waitress pours him a coffee without smiling.
Tea, please.
In a glass with lemon. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw Dr. Zhivago.
Danko smiles. A train runs on the elevated railway. At street level is the seedy Garvin Hotel. Danko and Ridzik pull up at the door.
All right, look, I'm going to go back to the station house. You catch a couple of Z's and take a shower, will you? We'll get back to it in a couple hours.
Danko gets out in the pouring rain. He pounds the reception desk with his fist. The clerk wakes up.
Hey, you're all wet.
Messages.
Just trying to be friendly. Oh, yeah, you got a whole mess of them here. All from the same honey, too. Been calling every 10 minutes last hour.
He gives Danko notes on yellow paper. Danko picks up the phone in the hall.
Hey, buddy, I got an idea. Why don't you just use my phone, okay? Just make sure it's a local, will you?
Kat's in a phone box, looking out at the rain.
Yeah.
This is Danko.
Yeah, look, I can't be in the middle of this. If Victor finds out, you guys gotta promise me that you'll protect me. Look, the drugs are coming in tonight. I give you Victor, you let me walk.
I do not understand.
You know exactly what I mean. You get Victor, I go free. You understand freedom? Look, I just want my life back. The city pays me $5.84 an hour to teach kids to dance. They hope won't turn into junkies. Victor gives me $10,000 just to marry him. You figure it out. Look, he's gonna contact me. I find out when and where this big drug deal's going down, I tell you guys.
Why would he tell you?
He trusts me. I'm his wife. Come on, Benny, go. Don't just breathe at me.
I get Victor.
I promise I do what I can to help.
She hangs up the phone. At Police HQ, Audrey types on her computer. On the monitor, it says, Cook County, Grand Theft Auto, followed by a list of numbers. She sees Ridzik through the window to the next room. She picks up a folder and takes it to him.
Come on, what's bugging you?
What do you think?
Check your messages out. Your phone's been driving me crazy.
She walks off. Ridzik presses play on a tape machine.
Elegant here. Listen, that 5-6 to report. Please, get it done tonight. It's gotta be in by morning.
Yo, Art, is this Pat your millionaire brother-in-law? Yo, hey, pay attention to me.
This alimony business with your sister is getting out of hand. We gotta talk. I'll be at the key shop later tonight.
Ridzik listens intently. In his room at the Garvin, Danko looks from the locker key in his hand to the light fitting. Outside in the rain, 6 clean heads line up. Standing in front of them, Roster looks through binoculars at Danko's window. Danko steps on a chair and puts the key inside an upward-facing light shade. From outside, Roster watches Danko's dim figure leave the room. Roster and the cleanheads walk towards the hotel. The clerk hears footsteps and looks up as they stride in.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Hey, you want your old broom back?
Roster walks closer, staring unwaveringly at the clerk. He runs his finger down the register to Danko's name. Next to it is written, Room 303. Roster beats the clerk's head on the counter. Roster walks into the hotel, followed by the cleanheads. Danko takes a shower. He relaxes as the water hits his body. Rosta and his men walk through the hotel. Danko luxuriates in the shower. In another room, a woman undresses and lights a cigarette. The shower runs in her bathroom. The TV is on.
Your Honor, this is the case of Antonella versus Antonella. Ben Antonella is a 27-year-old police officer. Roxanne Antonella is 23 and works at...
Rosta and the cleanheads walk down the corridor. They stop.
Ben keeps pulling it up, and she has to keep pushing it down.
302.
Ben says it wouldn't be such a problem if it wasn't...
The cleanheads line up outside room 302, their guns raised. Rosta goes out onto the stairwell, shutting the landing door behind him.
Yeah, and out of curiosity, what do you do? Director of marketing. Director of marketing.
Yeah.
You run through shop
full time
then?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do.
The woman watches the TV, smoking.
Where is he?
That's the security line, right?
The F room.
They back off, their guns leveled. Danko, wearing a vest, puts on his watch. The cleanheads fire at the woman's bathroom door.
Wrong guy. Victor, set us up!
Rosta hides behind the stairwell door. Danko comes into the corridor holding a gun. Rosta emerges from the stairwell and walks briskly. He goes into room 303. Danko turns a corner, his gun raised. He opens the door on a cleanhead. Danko dodges and returns fire. Two cleanheads fall. In 303, Rosta hits the light fitting. The key falls. He picks it up in his gloved hand. Danko looks in room 302 at the dead man from the shower. A cleanhead fires, but Danko blows him away. The woman leaps naked out of bed, reaching into her bag. Danko comes into the room cautiously. Cleanhead hides around the corner, gun raised. He and Danko can't see each other. Danko looks rapidly around the room. The cleanhead has sweat running down his face. Danko turns. The cleanhead aims at Danko's back, but is blasted by the woman.
No, not me. I'm not with them. I don't know anything about this shit. I just want to get out of here.
How many more?
I don't know. They just came in and blew my trick away.
Victor.
She dresses hastily.
Hey, wait a minute!
Rosta now holds a pistol in each hand. Danko comes out of room 302 and stalks down the corridor.
What is this all about? Hey, where are you going? You're gonna start shooting again, are you?
Danko opens a door onto a room. On the far side is another door, which Rosta is behind.
Open there.
Rosta aims his gun. Danko senses him and ducks back behind a corner.
What are you gonna do? Let's get out of here! Oh, God.
Danko tries another door. Rosta turns towards the sound. Danko ducks just in time. Rosta runs. He shoots but misses. Danko pursues Rosta along the corridor and round another corner. The chase continues in the hotel's maze of corridors. Rosta crashes through a window into a river. In the hotel, police photographers take pictures of the cleanhead's bodies and the woman's dead customer.
Hey, don't get any on your shoes.
You tell me who the hell's gonna explain this to my boss, huh? That third floor looks like Beirut. He's gonna sit bricks when he sees this. Who's gonna back me up when I tell him that it's not my fault, huh? City of Chicago, you cops. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to pay for all this stuff, and it sure as hell isn't gonna be that fucking bastard commie Russian.
I'm just here to get your
statement. I don't know. I don't know about anything. Everybody just started shooting.
Where'd you get the gun?
In my purse. I don't know nothing about any of this.
Carry a gun in your purse?
Around here, everybody's got a gun. You meet a lot of weirdos.
Stobbs goes over to Donnelly.
How many more upstairs? Three. Yeah, there's only one thing that's clear to me about this whole damn case.
Yeah.
That Russian bastard is still holding out on us.
A young woman found in the Chicago River tonight as a Catherine Cat Manzetti. The victim was a dance instructor.
In a dingy room, Roster picks up the locker key, a torn $100 bill, and a passport. He fits a silencer onto a gun.
The cause of death has not been determined, but foul play has not been ruled out. Thus far, investigators are refusing to comment on the incident.
Ms. Mancetti was identified by police records. In 1986,
Roster aims at the TV.
It's Victor's wife, Cat Mancetti. We fished her out of the river about an hour ago. Preliminary medpath indicates a broken neck, strangulation, the works.
Donnelly looks angry.
I want an autopsy right away.
He steps aside with Stobbs.
If I talk to either of them right now, I'm going to get a heart attack. Bring them both in, shut them down, the end. I'll interview Danko at my office later. I want some debriefing. I was very wrong about the downside.
Stobbs looks over at Danko and Ridzik. They stand grim-faced beside Kat's body.
Donnelly says you're riding a desk starting now. We're sending you back behind the curtain where you belong.
Stobbs turns away with a satisfied expression.
Eat shit.
Excuse me?
See you at the office.
Stobbs nods and walks off. Ridzik drives through the city with Danko in the passenger seat.
Stupid goddamn fucking Russians! Don't take that personal, Danko. I didn't mean you. I'm talking about Victor. Except Victor's not stupid, because he's got the key.
They drive through the night. At the police department, locker keys hang on hooks.
Okay, Art, if you and your foreign friend want to goose step back here, we can talk.
Are these the books?
Yeah. They're in alphabetical order, and they're in English. Is that a problem for you?
Hey, take a walk, will you?
So what'd you do, Art? Lock one of your girlfriends up in the patrol car?
Danko scans the shelves.
Sister, stop calling me.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a friendly little tip, Pat. You pay your alimony on time and she'll leave you alone.
She said it was your idea to go back to court.
Yeah.
Well, she can take me back to court, because I don't have any more money, okay? We both agreed to the payments. Why can't she live with it?
Very simple, Pat. Your May check arrived July 9th and bounced like a super ball.
Well, maybe I'm doing too much free work for the police department, huh?
Yeah, maybe we should have a pity party for Pat.
Don't start with that, Arnie. Come on, talk.
Danko looks at a diagram of a key. He checks the serial number he wrote down.
Oh, yeah? Well, I gave her the best 6 months of my life.
But you know what you are? You're cheap, man. You hurt her, and you owe her money.
Yeah, I don't
have
to listen
to
this,
you should
okay?
pay up.
I don't have to listen
You're
to this.
You're a sleazebag.
Get out of my
that?
Face, onion breath.
I don't care
to fight,
what you
I'd
got.
Still be married.
Hey, you pay her!
Danko reads, American Liberty Line, bus terminal pay lockers, nationwide, S&H. He finds a match for the number.
Find anything?
Danko raises his head and looks at Ridzik. He slams the file shut. The American Liberty Line's bus depot. The cleanhead in the beret drinks from a cup. Roster joins him.
Cafe.
Roster puts the key on the counter. The cleanhead picks it up, opens a locker, and takes out a suitcase. At the counter, two guards chat. Roster keeps his torn $100 note and gives the cleanhead an undamaged one.
Thank you.
Taking the suitcase, the cleanhead crosses the depot into the men's room. Inside, at the sinks, he opens the case. It's full of money. He handles some bundles of notes. Roster comes in behind him.
Everything okay, yes?
The cleanhead looks round, his eyes wide.
Sure. The stuff's coming in on the 9:30 from El Paso. Check it out.
Trust you.
Spread it all over Siberia, right, man?
Roster shoots. The cleanhead falls into a cubicle. $100 falls from his hands. Danko and Ridzik drive down a street and pull up beside the curb.
All right, let's go in. Wait a minute. Now look, I know you really want this guy, but this is a Chicago police matter. You go on the front and work your way to the rear, I'm going to cover the back, and don't try to be a hero. You dig?
Danko looks blank.
You dig? Capiche? You understand? Dig? What, did he teach you that in Kiev?
I'm not on holiday here.
Then let's go.
At the bus depot, Roster puts the suitcase on a baggage cart. A man in a white suit stands nearby.
Excuse me. You got change for $100 bill?
This is the smallest I have.
The man holds out a torn $100 bill. Roster takes out his torn bill. The pieces match.
Your merchandise is in the luggage trunks. Dejos.
The man beckons someone. Danko enters the bus depot. He looks at the lockers and the two guards. Outside, Roster watches as his suitcase is loaded onto a bus. Danko looks out at the bus. He pushes past the man.
Hey!
Roster crosses the forecourt in front of a bus. Danko comes out of the depot behind it. The bus moves off, and they face each other.
You did not make it, Victor.
Ridzik.
Back off, Captain. He killed a Chicago police officer. Chicago gets him first.
I have my orders.
Are you fucking nuts? All right, come on. Get real, Danko. Look, we're doing good things here. We'll take a move!
A woman comes out. Roster fires and runs off between two buses. Ridzik steps round one bus, Danko round another. Danko is almost crushed as a Montreal bus suddenly pulls away. He falls. The bus slams into Ridzik's car. Danko fires at its taillights as it speeds away. Roster in the Montreal bus smashes past the car. Danko stops a St. Louis bus, opens the cab, and pulls at the driver.
I'm not leaving yet, mister. Wait a minute!
Danko pushes him out and takes the wheel.
Hey! Hey!
Ridzik leaps on board.
Get in! What are you gonna do, leave without me?
They hurtle round a corner, knocking over a pile of boxes.
Where did you learn to drive a bus anyway?
Kiev, the army.
Jesus, we're going down the wrong way street. Get over on the other side of the street. Danko! Danko, you're not listening to me! Right! Go to the right!
The bus crashes into a statue.
Way to go! That was a fucking Chicago landmark!
Roster drives the bus ahead, checking his rear mirror. Roster veers left, slamming another car. He reaches the freeway, overtaking wildly. Danko in the St. Louis bus is close behind in heavy traffic.
Where the hell are the cops? Damn, they're never around when you need one, you know that? You make a U-turn and they're all over your ass. Where the fuck are they?
Roster hauls on the steering wheel. Danko and Ridzik clip a line of old-fashioned streetlights and crash into parking meters.
Watch it! Watch it!
Another car pirouettes as the bus hits it. Both buses hurtle on. Roster crashes into parking meters and cars. Danko plows through the glass foyer of a building. The foyer is utterly destroyed. Both buses drive towards a sign, railroad crossing. Roster heaves on the steering wheel and reverses away from the moving train. He does a U-turn, so the bus is facing back down the road. Danko and Ridzik's bus drives down a ramp towards the level crossing. The two buses now face each other. Danko and Roster glare through their windscreens. Roster accelerates. Danko follows suit.
Shit! You know what we call this? This is called chicken! But you're not supposed to play with buses!
This is no game.
No shit!
Roster drives hunched over the wheel. Danko's eyes narrow.
Come on, you crazy fuckers!
Ridzik wrenches the wheel sideways and the bus hits a skid. It launches into the air and lands on its side in a shower of sparks. Roster's bus is hit by a train. It's pushed sideways along the rails as the train slows. The wheels spin on Danko and Ridzik's bus. Danko smashes a window and clambers out. Ridzik follows him. Roster shoots the train driver. Danko spins the barrel of his gun.
I take care of this.
Ridzik looks at him, his eyebrows raised. Danko looks back impassively. There's blood on his brow and cheek.
I give up. This whole thing's very Russian.
Danko strides off towards the train.
Hey, Gumby. Honk if you need me.
Steam hisses from the train brakes. Danko steps neatly over the railway sleepers. Danko emerges out of the steam. Roster raises his gun. Roster falls, Danko stands. Covered in blood, Roster sinks to the ground, his arms outspread. Ridzik looks at Roster's body.
Did you get him?
Danko stares ahead.
Nice grouping of your shots.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I still like Soviet model better.
He hands Ridzik the gun. Ridzik feels its weight.
Got a real attitude problem, Danko.
Danko, seeming not to notice the gaping wound on his forehead, walks up to Roster, lying dead on the ground. At the airport, a KLM plane taxis slowly onto the runway. A departure board reads NY Moscow 315. At the bar, Danko and Ridzik watch baseball on TV.
I do not understand this sport.
You're not supposed to. It's totally American. You should stick to things that you're good at. You know, like knee dancing, training those cute little bears for the circus.
We play baseball now in Soviet Union.
Oh, come on. Give me a break, will you? You haven't got a shot. This is our national pastime. Forget it. Yeah, it'd be a hell of a World Series, though, wouldn't it?
We will win.
Ridzik gives him a skeptical look.
Hey, Danko, listen, I've been wanting to ask you something. Remember we were back at the bus station? Both of us had Victor. And you turned and pointed the gun at me. You weren't going to really shoot me, were you?
Danko looks him up and down. He shrugs. Ridzik nods.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Just checking.
Danko turns to Ridzik. He looks down at the table. He takes off his watch.
Custom in Soviet Union to exchange article, a souvenir, for friendship. I decide to give you this.
That's really nice. Here, why don't you have my watch? This here is a $1,000 marvel of Western technology. I got a discount from my cousin.
Danko takes Ridzik's watch.
Thanks. This is really... a $20 East German watch.
Ridzik tightens his lips.
Thank you.
Danko looks almost pleased.
Ridzik. You're police officers. Not politicians. It's okay to like each other.
Ridzik peers at Danko.
Удачи, Чибия. До свидания.
Sorry, my Russian's a little rusty.
Good luck.
They shake hands.
Farewell.
Ridzik nods. Danko walks towards the gate carrying a suitcase. He raises a hand in farewell. This film is dedicated to the memory of Benny Dobbins. ITFC audio description.